Well, welcome, everybody. This is Carrie Dickey checking in from not-so-sunny Southern California. We're having rain tonight, which is absolutely such a blessing. Southern California is looking a little bit like Hawaii, and we are loving it out here. So I am so excited you joined us tonight. What a crazy bunch you all are, and I want to especially welcome the guests that are on the call for the first time. I have been excited about this call for weeks. We have two absolutely amazing gentlemen that are joining us. They are passionate, well-spoken, hardworking, heartfelt men, and I just feel so blessed that they said yes when I invited them to be with me tonight on this call. So for the next 25 minutes or so, I am going to introduce you to two people that I just could not be prouder to be to know and to work beside. So first of all, I want to make sure that Dr. Bob Chesney is on there with me. Dr. Chesney, are you out there, my friend?
Can you hear me, Carrie?
I gotcha. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Dr. Chesney. So listen, I want to thank you. You are one busy man. Actually, you both are busier than one-armed paper hangers. So I'm so glad you're with me tonight. But Dr. Chesney, I want to tee you up properly. Like I said, I know how busy you are, and I really, really thank you for taking the time to be with us for the next 10 minutes or so. Dr. Chesney is, all I can say is this guy is fun to be around. He graduated from Northwestern University Medical Center. He's a fellow in cardiology. He's an innovator and researcher in interventional cardiology. What a concept. He's performed 24,000 angiograms and 6,000 angioplasties. When in the world do you find the time to get into that many hearts? He's an investigator of cardiac instrumentation, stents and angioplasty catheters and so on. He's an investigator for pharmastatin drugs, director of the Tommy Lasorda Heart Institute at Sentinella Hospital Medical Center from 1999 to the present. He served on the governing board of several major medical centers in Southern California, presently on the governing board of Sentinella Hospital Medical Center, utilization, quality assurance, and peer-reviewed chair of several major medical centers, not to mention his military service. What I love about Dr. Chesney is he has a great sense of humor. He's absolutely extraordinarily handsome. He is young, full of piss and vinegar, and my favorite thing about him is this man has a giant heart. When he talks, I mean, it's very fitting that he's a cardiologist because his heart is bigger than the all outdoors. When this man talks about his patients, he has tears in his eyes, and he has moved me on several occasions as I've listened to him talk about the people in his life and about his patients. So without further ado, I want to ask you just a couple of questions, Dr. Robert Chesney. We are so grateful that you're here. Can you tell me why in the world, I mean, it's not like you didn't have enough to do, why would you and your beautiful wife, Denise, who was your nurse for all those years, decide to get involved with LifeVantage?
I have to admit it's all due to my wife. I'm blaming her. She's was an RN and was the actually a director of cardiology at one of the hospitals, and ultimately got her master's in nursing and did a dissertation at the time on aging and oxidative stress. And there was a period of time where she had some minor deficits, a little high blood pressure, things that I shouldn't be talking about because of HIPAA. But she decided to take care of herself and did it with a supplement. Came to me, I asked her about it, and she said, I use this supplement. Well, what was interesting to me, I said, how did you get it? She said, multi-level marketing. And I had the classic reaction of the skeptical doctor steeped in evidence-based medicine and arrogance and whatever you want to call it. My first thing was to shake my head and hit my head. And then I remember how when I've been trying to prove a point and someone talks without knowledge, I get very angry. I don't mind if someone has armed themselves with knowledge and came to a different conclusion than I did, but at least read about it, think about it. So here's this bright, beautiful woman who's my wife. I have to say that, by the way. And
good plan.
And she comes up with a supplement and multi-level marketing. So I would just have to say, I have to give her a accord of the same respect I would anybody else. So I got involved. I looked at the video. The video was compelling. It was the first thing I had seen that showed something that can impact oxidative stress. We all knew about oxidative stress. It was the buzzword out there, but really nothing out there made a significant difference. And suddenly there was a substance, a supplement called Protandim, five individual ingredients that made an impact on oxidative stress. That to me was important. Well, was it good? Was it bad? How do I use it? So I went to the peer review studies, and they were very fascinating because they were all done at very prestigious institutions. A couple of cardiology were very compelling for me. One had to do with bypass grafts that was done at Ohio State University, where it was showed that by bathing bypass grafts in Protandim, you could protect them from the oxidative stress that was going on in the body that causes a lot of the destruction and the closing of bypass grafts. That was extremely interesting. And the second thing that was so interesting was an article about Protandim in Circulation. Circulation is one of the major journals that cardiologists read. And to see an article about a supplement in a journal of that level is tremendous validation. So when I saw those things, I suddenly had an epiphany and say, what if? Maybe we got something here. And since she was taking it, I began taking it, and a lot of our friends were taking it. And we saw some very substantive changes. I saw my number of aches and pains that I had, which are part of an occupational hazard. If you've done that many angiography procedures, you're gonna get neck pain, you're gonna get back pain. It's part of it's the end stage. And this had really been disturbing my sleep. And it was interesting to me that it took 3, 4, 5 months to change that using Protandim. And it taught me something else, because when I talk to individuals going on it, I will tell them, since this is a process, oxidative stress that goes throughout the body, I can't always tell you how interrupting it or interfering with it is going to react for you. A lot of things are different. Your anatomy will tell how far any disease process is gone, your old subjective feelings about things. So I can't tell you for sure how it's going to affect you. I do know it's good. And if those people aren't protective, it seems to be preventive. Very important stuff. But the other thing I learned with that was at times it'll take 4, 5, 6 months to alter some of the disease processes that have been going on for years. So when I tell someone if they're going to start taking Protandim, commit. Don't commit for a week. Don't commit for 2 weeks. Commit yourself for 3, 4, 5, 6 months before you feel it hasn't done anything for you. And the other thing, don't have false expectations that you're going to jump tall buildings tomorrow and you're going to run a 2-minute mile. There's certain things we can do and it's very helpful. And be objective about it. Don't get the people involved overly enthusiastic, and goals they're not going to meet. So those were the major things, and it came down to the last thing, and that was the most important. How and why does it work? And that's where it's all about now, too. NRF2, the NRF2 process. You want to ask me any questions about that, Gary?
You know, I want to ask from your perspective, why does understanding oxidative stress matter? I mean, how can people understand how important it is in understanding NRF2? You got to understand oxidative stress.
Yes. Well, oxidative stress is the base of almost every disease process we have. Even if it started out because you were born with the tendency, the ultimate effect will be inflammation, the formation of scars on tissues, the deterrence of how the tissue should work. And fortunately, if you can interrupt oxidative stress, you can alter the response. In the peer review articles, it was whether the articles were done or studied mice, rats, cadavers, special tissue, they all did the same thing. They diminished the inflammation and they diminished the amount of scarring. It was invariable in almost every one of the studies. That's what stood out in the peer review. And
wonderful,
was,
Dr. Wonderful, Dr. Chesney. You know, we are so honored to have you, and I must give a shout-out to your beautiful and extremely intelligent wife. I have really enjoyed her over the last couple of months that I've known her a little bit better. I got to spend some time with her in Utah. So I want to thank you for taking a few minutes with us tonight. I mean, your credentials say it all, and, you know, you're a spunky person, and we are just absolutely delighted that you joined us tonight. So thank you, and go rest that voice, because I know you work hard, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
And thank you for having me, Carrie. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Someday I'll give you my eight-hour talk.
I would be fascinated by that. Thank you so much. So that was Dr. Bob Chesney from the Los Angeles area out here in Southern California. Now we're going to swing wide over to Arizona, where Dr. Don D. Nettles, D.C., was a 1998 honored graduate of the prestigious Palmer College of Chiropractic, the academic institution that launched the chiropractic profession back in the late 1800s. While attending Palmer College, Dr. Nettles was given the Clinical Excellence Award by faculty and staff in 1997 and in 1998. He was also nominated to the Who's Who among students in American universities from 1996 through 1998. He's the founder and former owner of Health Within Chiropractic Center in Goodyear, Arizona. He's a keynote speaker, health and wellness lecturer, former radio talk show host. That's why he's got that incredible voice. And a national chiropractic consultant. Dr. Don D. Nettles is a member of the National Speakers Association, International Chiropractors Association, Parker Chiropractic Research Foundation, and International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. As co-founder of Freedom Reigns LLC with Vince Como, Dr. Nettles is a leadership development expert who works knee-to-knee with individuals, organizations, professionals, and entrepreneurs, and small business owners to maximize their influence and outcome in the areas of financial abundance and personal and professional growth and success. They specialize in creating vehicles to achieve personal dreams and goals. Dr. Nettles is happily married to his new and beautiful wife and soulmate, Marcy, and they have four amazing children. They enjoy life to the fullest, equipping their kids to achieve their dreams and sharing priceless moments life has to offer. Just found out they have two horses, which I thought was really romantic. They also have two dogs. So, Dr. Nettles, again, I know how busy you are. You are constantly on the go, and we are so blessed and grateful to have you. I loved the story that you recently told in Phoenix of how you found LifeVantage, how your mind was a little bit closed, and who might have opened it for you. So would you mind sharing that story with us, Dr. Nettles?
I would be happy to. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you for being there.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so much for the invitation. Well, I would say it was a three-stage process, first starting when I graduated from chiropractic college, very idealistic and on the one, just kind of on the mission of one of my instructors who, while going through college, he told me that when you stop learning in life or in business, you start dying. And so I always wanted to be educating myself, and I was open to having relationships with my patients where we educated each other. And so I was open to network marketing in the beginning when I first graduated from college in 1998, but it quickly was something that I turned jaded to when I found out that all of the products that they were sharing with me and all the brochures that never did what the product said they were going to do. So I got jaded very quickly. And for the next probably 10 years, I was that way until I was in what we call a report of findings with a patient, going over his x-rays with him and explaining to him what we did in chiropractic care. And he just looked at me and goes, you know, I think I've got something that would be great for your patient. And I had heard that 100 times before, at least, probably within that month. And I said, let me guess, it's network marketing. And he said, well, yes, it is. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't believe in network marketing. And very tactfully, he looked at me and he said, well, that's a pretty ignorant statement from an educated man. And I after I picked my jaw up off the floor, I realized that he was not necessarily insulting me because he did it. He was a professional guy and did it very tactfully, but matter of fact. And he said, let me ask you a question. Has anyone ever told you they don't believe in chiropractic? And I said, yes, of course, all the time. I didn't get into this for the prestige. I mean, it's something I run into professionally all the time, especially when I'm making referrals. And he says, well, the difference between you and the people that are disbelieving is that you're educated on something they're ignorant about. And it's the same thing here with myself and you and network marketing. So would you be open to overcoming your ignorance about network marketing? And I just remember thinking, oh, my gosh, I really had no rebuttal other than to acquiesce and say, you know, you're absolutely right. Yes, I will listen, because this is I had never been approached on something like that from an educational standpoint. It was always about this product would be so great for your patients. And so I went and listened to his business opportunity. And it ended up not being for me, because the products, the third variable here was the products that he was talking about had no scientific validity behind them. And it was interesting how I used PubMed as a screening method to ask network marketers to politely leave my office. And they would just tell me how great their product was. And I'd say, well, why don't you come by my desk? How do you spell the name of your product? And we'd go on PubMed and type in the name of their product and hit return. And always it would come back with three words, no results found. And I would simply say, oh, I'm sorry, your product sounds great, but the people that I look to for guidance and approval of products don't seem to think as highly of your product as you do. And if that ever changes and there's science behind it, then come back. I would love to share a product that is scientifically validated with my patients, but I won't jeopardize my reputation publicly or professionally in this until that changes. So thank you. And it was something that they understood, and it was a respectful way, I found, to ask people really not to come back until something changed. And it worked for an additional 10 years. And Protandem changed that. When there was science behind it, there was actually published science behind something, and I actually was taking Protandem prior to it becoming a network marketing product, so I had kind of a leg up on that and had felt the experience, put some of my patients on it, and seen some pretty dramatic responses.
I love it, Dr. Dondi Nettles. That's awesome. Listen, I want to ask you, too, just recently over in Cambridge, England, there was the first ever NERF 2 conference that took place, and Dr. Sean Talbot spoke there. Dr. Sveta Silverman presented some of her research. Dr. Mark Gordon was there. And I just want to know, how big is NERF 2 in your world right now? I mean, how excited are you about NERF 2? And what does, you know, tell us about your opinion about oxidative stress in NERF 2.
Great question, Carrie. And it's always something that I always have to think from, because coming from my background with chiropractic care and educating patients and being on the radio show and now in network marketing, it's always trying to figure out the lay answer to those types of questions. And it's very, number one, my feeling about NERF 2 is significant. It's one of the, if not the most significant scientific breakthrough in the last 10 years with regard to human health and aging. It is, you know, it's definitely top two. So when somebody doesn't understand it, and most people don't, and it's trying to communicate something that people don't understand, I like to use the fire in a building approach or analogy, that if there's a building on fire and there's windows on all sides of the building and you've got different ways of extinguishing that fire, you can have people talking about how great vitamin E is and vitamin C or blueberries. That's like throwing a Dixie cup full of water through the window. You're going to put out some fire, but it's a matter of volume of fire versus volume of water. It may put out some fire, but the fire will probably make the water evaporate before it does any good. So while vitamin E and C and blueberries are good in the antioxidant capacity of reducing oxidative stress, it's not going to put the fire out. But then people will say, well, we've got these super juices, super fruits, and spices. The only difference there is it's like throwing a bucket of water through the window rather than a Dixie cup. If something measured in an ORAC value is going to be insignificant. And then you've got things where people are talking about like resveratrol or pycnogenol. That's just a bigger bucket still, but it's not going to extinguish the fire. And there's other methods. You know, maybe somebody on the other side of the house has a handheld fire extinguisher that shoots foam. That's kind of like the people that have products that are talking about triggering NERF 2 themselves, but there's no scientific validity behind it, or they're talking about products that affect telomeres. It's great, but that little handheld fire extinguisher is not going to put out a building engulfed in flames. But if you've got the sprinkler system built into the building, that's what it's designed for. In fact, that's why the sprinkler system is there, just in case there's a fire. Allow that sprinkler system to do its job. That's what NERF 2 is. It's the system in our bodies that when we trigger it, it does the response it's supposed to. And with regard to, say, the water flowing through the pipes of the sprinkler system, if the pipes are open and the valves are open, it's an efficient system. So it's just like how we take care of our bodies. When our bodies work the way they're designed to work, and Protandim, through Nrf2 activation, stimulates that sprinkler system, the body does its job, and there's no comparison to that. And it's the single greatest thing I've ever seen with regard to scientific validity, which is why I sold my practice to do this full time.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That was powerful, Dr. Nettles. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I promised to keep these calls tight, to keep them short, to keep them informative. For the rest of you, I just wanted to let you know, look at the team Facebook page, the LifeVantage Facebook page. Also, when it goes through compliance, which is usually by Tuesday afternoon, my website, lovelaughlead.com, LoveLaughLead.com, has a blog. And as soon as that link is up and going and everybody's good with it, it'll be posted there. And I just want to thank you for joining us tonight. Next week, next Monday, after Elite Academy, we will have the corporate call happening. And the following Monday, Dr. Patterson from Arizona and Dr. Brett Brimhall, and they are going to bring it just like these two gentlemen did. So please tune back in 2 weeks, and thank you for joining us tonight, and have a fantastic evening.